we have a community, okay? And in this community, you are not going to come and challenge or try to belittle or demean us or our advancements by no means, shape, form, or fashion. Whatever Snoop said, he had the right to say, and he's protected by the Constitution in saying it.
Right.
So, you know, so for Trump to get on, use his platform to say, you know, how Snoop has a failing career, whatever he said.
I don't always follow anybody's talking about.
Whatever he said. Everybody who's against him has a failing career. Yeah. You know, okay, listen, man.
I mean, but
to be honest with you, I feel like we have to protect our legends. We have to protect our heroes, the people who mean something to us in our community, in our culture.
Well, but President Trump says that Omarosa's role is to bridge a gap. I mean, within the African American community, do you
think
she can't
even bridge the gap in her teeth? You know what I'm saying?
This administration will do just anything?
Just speaking, you know, openly and honestly about it before we can get anywhere with this president. Person of in office. Mm-hmm. Before we can get anywhere, we have to address all of the disrespect and degrading that was done during the campaign.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was my issue with when people were going in there to meet with him, whether it was Kanye or whether it was Steve Harvey or whether it was Jim Brown, whoever it was. Not that they shouldn't be meeting, but when you go in there and meet, before you stand and smile and say, this is a good man, and take pictures, like, what about addressing the disrespect and the disregard for our community that was done? And what about him being the poster child for white supremacy and standing for the people who look to devalue our lives?
And destroy the world.
And that too. and before you address that, there's no other conversation.
That's right.
Hello, how you doing? So what's up with the nonsense that you was doing? Like, that's the way the conversation got to go.